Had a super interesting conversation yesterday on the air about things that we remember from our kids, our childhood rather, like useless things that we can't seem to get out of our heads forever.
Yeah.
Like, I should remember things like the preamble to the Constitution and stuff from my mass communications law class in college. No. But I got busted singing this a couple days ago in the office.
Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming.
All right, thank you. Thank you for filming everything. Yes, I remember that 50 Nifty United States song from my fourth grade choir.
Right.
And I know it by heart still to this day.
Yeah, probably because they're set to music.
It's provided me zero as far as any success, which is why it makes it useless.
Yeah, 619-570-1 at 97.3. What useless thing have you retained from your childhood?
How about you, Kristen?
The gymnastics safety spiel from back when I was in like third and fourth grade taking gymnastics.
From third grade? You remember the whole thing?
I sure do. They would go through it at the beginning of every like session to like remind us how awful it would be if we would land like on our head. it was kind of just drilled into our heads every time. So
okay, let's hear the whole thing.
Sure. By the very nature of the activity, gymnastics carries a risk of physical injury. No matter how careful the gymnast and coach are, no matter how many spotters are used, what height is used, or what landing surface exists, the risk cannot be eliminated. The risk includes minor injuries such as bruises and more serious injuries such as broken bones, dislocations, and muscle pulls. The risk also includes and always includes the risk of more catastrophic injuries such as permanent paralysis or even death from landing or falls on the back, neck, or head. The aim of the TAGS program is to provide quality gymnastics in a safe, positive setting.
No, I'm sorry. You missed two words in that. Tara, how about you? Tara, useless thing that you just can't seem to get out of your mind.
So I can recite the U.S. presidents in order to a song. Had it memorized since a child, and I cannot get it out of my head.
You know, Tara. You know we're going to ask you to sing that song
Yes,
for us.
I'm impressed.
Ready for the song. All right. Washington's Adams, Jefferson, Madison, and Monroe. These are the U.S. presidents all lined up in a row. Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, and Tyler. Polk and Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson. Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland. McKinley, Roosevelt, and Jeff Wilson, and Harding. Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman, and Eisenhower. These are the men who led our country in abundant power. Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, and Reagan, too. Bush and Clinton and George Bush. And that's when the song ended. So now we got to add Obama and Trump.
Obama and Trump, yahoo!
Okay, thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. That was awesome.
That was good.
I don't think that's useless. I mean, I couldn't do that. That's kind of impressive.
That is impressive.
All right. And again, by the way, the power of song in classroom.
Right? Shows it.
Still remember things from like third grade that we're singing along to.
I'm just a bill.
And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Yes, bring back Schoolhouse Rock.
I loved it.
Bring back Schoolhouse Rock and Junction, Junction, what's your function?
Right.